Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hey guys, it's Elena.
And it's Candace.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime.
I just noticed Hank is wearing a suit jacket.
Yeah, it's Easter. It's his Easter getup.
Is that his Sunday best?
Yeah,
exactly. I love it.
Except he's a little fatty because it almost didn't.
Fat guy in little coat.
We're not talking about you, Sam.
That was Sam, our coworker.
Mm-hmm. He can be a little loud. So you got some exciting news?
Yeah. Well, which exciting news do you want?
All of it.
Because I told you before we started recording that we finally are going to be building our house.
Woo-hoo.
And I'm so excited. It's been a long process. Custom building a house is
stressful.
So stressful. So stressful. It was so much easier when we built through a builder.
Yeah. Which I would prefer.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the one.
They do it all.
Yeah.
Handle everything.
But when you have specifics and know what you want,
yeah,
and certain builders won't do that kind of stuff, then you have to go out on
your
own.
What I really wanted was to find an old house.
Okay.
And renovate it. Like add on to it. At a second floor, even,
okay,
or whatever.
You just couldn't find
we
the one that fit.
Well, a lot of the older homes have like really low ceilings.
Yes.
And that wouldn't have been a problem if we were adding a second floor because we have to take the roof off anyway.
Oh, okay. True.
So we could have raised the roof. But yeah, that's just, it probably would have been a lot easier to completely demolish a home and rebuild it than it has been. This process. So.
Yeah, right. You probably would have been done doing that already.
I know. But
that's fine. It's
it'll
be
worth it.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it. And it's exciting.
Yeah. Okay. So you said, what news do I want? What's the other one?
Okay. Well, for my 40th birthday, Daniel got me tickets to Coldplay.
Ooh.
In Vegas.
Okay.
And I'm so excited. That,
yeah. I know you have loved Coldplay for many a moons.
My whole life feels like. So I'm so excited. I can't wait.
You're going with your bestie?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's over here like daydreaming, guys.
Okay. Can I tell y'all my fantasy? It's not sexual, Lena.
I didn't say anything about that.
Don't be gross.
No.
Okay, here's my fantasy. So I'm in the crowd at Coldplay.
Okay.
Chris Martin sees me in the crowd. Only me, of course.
Right.
Through the hundreds of faces.
Everybody else is blurred out.
Thousands of faces.
Okay.
He sees my face and he's like, you, come up here.
Okay.
Sing with me. And I don't know, let's just say Princess of China. He says, hit it. And I sing Rihanna's part.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And he sings his part. And that is my fantasy. So.
I think it can happen.
I mean, I'm manifesting it right now.
I'll get on right now and email the band. And
sounds great.
Say, please make this happen. This is what she looks like.
Send him a picture of me.
Yeah.
Like a recent picture. Not when I looked like Jabba the Hutt, but like more recent. anyway.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, that's my fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not winning the lottery. I would be 6 feet under and on cloud 9 at the same time.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'd be deceased.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to think about that because okay. I want you here with me. So moving on, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, how do I get into the story?
I don't know. Do you have any exciting news?
Now she's just daydreaming and well, I can't, she's not even going to listen to me.
I feel like it's all downhill from here.
True. It is true. We'll just get started. Is that okay? So today we're talking about Rosa White.
I did this story. I'm kidding. April Fools.
You should have seen my face. I was like, no, you didn't.
Oh my God. That is my worst fear.
Me too. Because actually the other story that I have ready, I'm like, I had to look to make sure we didn't do it because I thought, wait.
You know what I did the other day? I started doing the research and I was like, wait a minute, this sounds really familiar.
Oh no. You're like, oh, this is interesting.
I was like, wait a minute. Lena did this one. It was the one where the guy put her in the dumpster.
That was and then way talked early to the, on.
I know. That's why I'm saying it was so far. It was so long ago.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Anyways.
It is an actual problem.
It is. We should just start texting each other the victim's name and be like,
have we done this before? No, I got on our platform and was looking. Anyways.
We have so many now that it's like hard to remember them all.
How cool is that?
I know. That's pretty cool.
We're moving along. So no, we have not done Rosa White.
Okay.
That I can remember.
And I didn't do it either. So
that I can remember. Okay. So, and I just heard this story from a YouTube account called The Appalachian Storyteller. This guy named JD tells these historic stories about the Appalachian people. Mm-hmm. And if you know me, you know I love history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you the story like he tells it. So if you want more information about the area and the other families there, you can go give him a listen. I have linked his YouTube channel in the show notes, so you can find it there. Cool. I think he's a really great storyteller, so you might like it. So yes. I'm taking you back to the very early 1900s.
Wow.
Logan County, West Virginia was formed in the early 1800s. It's very mountainous. It's in the Appalachian Mountains,
mm-hmm.
if you didn't know already.
Okay.
In the later 1800s, a man named Henry White built his home and farm near Crawley Creek. Or Crick, if you were from that area, next to Chapmanville, West Virginia. He became a respected man along with his family. He and his wife had several children. I try to find how many, but there's just not a lot of information. Like all the information I have for you is from what Mr. JD said from the Appalachian storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Rosa was one of his daughters, and she was his pride and joy.
Oh.
The apple of her daddy's eye.
Is this like as in Rosa's tortilla factory or?
I wish I could tell you that, but no.
That's disappointing. Well, I'm going to pretend it is. Okay. Go ahead.
She had a free spirit and loved riding horses. She helped her mother around the farm and went to primary school. She loved to read Mark Twain and Jack London. She would then go to a girls' finishing school where she learned politics and literature.
Wow.
During Sunday school at the Baptist church in town, she would read to the children.
Aw.
And side note, did you know that Sunday school actually started in Britain by a man named Robert Raikes?
Wow. I didn't know that.
It's just, okay. Let me just tell you, it was a way that poor children could learn to read.
Aww.
And so many children spent all week long back in those days and even some Saturdays working in factories.
Right.
So they didn't get to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So Christians wanted to free these children from a life of illiteracy.
Aww.
And so the Bible was their main textbook and source in learning how to read. So that's how Sunday school got started.
Wow. And
so, yeah, we still have Sunday school, but we learn about, it's more of a, it's not learning how to read.
It's like more learning.
Learning of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sundays at church was a time for singing, learning the Bible and socializing with your friends. This is where Rosa met Fred Stratton.
Oh, she got her church mouse.
That's right. That's right. And oh, was he handsome. He was from a prominent farming family as well. They were a really cute couple. He would walk her home every Sunday and hang out with her for the afternoon. And then he would walk almost 10 miles to his home.
Whoa.
He was smitten and the town could not wait for the day that they would marry.
Aww.
In December of 1904, Rosa was 18 by now, and the couple had been courting for about 2 years. And all of a sudden, they stopped seeing each other.
Oh.
He stopped walking her home, and Fred was devastated.
Aww.
He didn't hide it. Everybody knew how devastated he was, but Rosa, she didn't seem to be fazed.
Oh, man.
But no one really knew exactly what happened between them. Now that Rosa was available, she had several eligible bachelors attempting to get time with her. And I mean, she was beautiful and smart and well-rounded, but she rejected the idea of dating anyone else. She was going to focus on helping her family on the farm. December 17th of 1904 was a Friday. There was snow on the ground. And after supper, just before sunset, Rosa told her parents that she was going to go out for a walk. Her parents grew concerned when it had been dark for a while and Rosa hadn't come home. They thought, well, maybe she stopped at a neighbor's house. And her dad decided, I'm going to just go ahead and go search for her. Maybe he got on the horse and was trotting around looking. I don't know. He realized that this search wasn't going to be productive as it was already dark.
Yeah, and they don't have street lights.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a mountainous area. There's trees everywhere. Yeah,
it is like black if there's no lights out there.
Yeah, in the woods for sure.
Blackness.
So the next morning, she still hadn't arrived home.
Oh, no.
So he put a group together to help him go find his daughter. They looked for clues and were able to locate her footprints in the snow. As they followed the prints, they noticed another set of prints walking the opposite direction, like coming towards her.
Uh-huh.
Then all of a sudden, one of the men in the group hollered, "Hey, what's that over there?" They found a clenching iron, which is a woodworking tool.
Uh-huh.
It was laying off to the side of the trail. And around this tool, they saw drops of blood in the snow.
Oh, that's so eerie.
I know. Mr. Henry White picked up the tool and it was covered in blood.
Oh my gosh. No.
They started frantically looking, following the footprints about 200 yards further. Mr. White screamed at the sight of a scene of blood.
Oh no.
There were too many footprints to determine whose and how many people.
I was about to say he had the search party.
Yes. Well,
and so they had to be so careful.
Right.
In the snow, right?
Well, that's one theory. Maybe some people had already walked there. I don't know. But from the news reports, they said there was just too many footprints to determine how many.
To like make sense of it. Yeah.
And so was it from the search party or was it from more than one person that did this to Rosa?
Interesting. Because it feels like the search party, in the beginning, once you see these sets of footprints, you'd be like, okay, let's walk over here to follow these tracks. And then once you see something else that startles you, it's like it all breaks loose.
You're
in survival mode. And we talk about this a lot when you like forget the crime scene. You're trying to go into life-saving mode at that
point. Exactly. That's a very good point.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good. And just a little further, they found Rosa lifeless in the snow.
Rosa.
Poor Rosa fought for her life.
Oh, man.
Her throat was cut, leaving her head almost severed from her body. And her skull was crushed.
Oh, God. And her dad saw her like
that. Yes.
Oh,
heartbreaking.
No.
Just a few feet away from her body, they found a razor blade.
Oh.
On the handle of that razor blade was the initials FS.
Fred.
Fred. That was their thought.
Oh my gosh.
That's his initials. And so when police talked to the man running the hardware store in Chapmanville, he confirmed that the clinching iron had been purchased the day of the crime, and the man that was said to have bought the tool was none other than Fred Stratton. Let me tell you about another family in the area. So the Stallings family was another wealthy and powerful family. Ballard Stallings was a God-fearing man and a deacon of the Baptist Church.
Ballard Stallings.
Stallings.
That sounds so historical.
Prestigious. Mm-hmm. So he was recently married and was running in the political election coming up. Ballard also ran the general store in Chapmanville. He is the one that told police that Fred bought the clinching iron.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're going.
Okay. Are you picking up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so a hunt ensued for Fred. The police were searching, and a group of mountain men were hunting him. Fred was in hiding.
Oh,
he ran.
God.
The police found
poor
him.
Fred.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Poor Fred.
Poor
I don't know.
Fred.
We'll see. The police found Fred and questioned him. He swore he was at his home that night. Remember, he lived 10 miles from Rosa. There was no way he was involved. Initially, Fred was jailed in Logan County.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he had to be relocated to a different jail about 20 miles away because there was a group of men that wanted to get at him and make him pay for Rosa's family. The medical examiner reviewed Rosa's body and found that she was pregnant.
Scandal.
Yes. Eventually, Fred called, he called on the sheriff and wanted to talk about what happened.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm sure they were thinking, oh goody, he's going to confess.
Yeah.
But on the contrary, he said, it wasn't me that killed Rosa, but I can tell you who it was. He called out the name of Floyd Stallings.
Floyd.
Ballard's little brother.
F.S.
You're picking on really.
Well,
pretty
I am
well.
A detective, yeah. A seasoned detective.
Fred said that Ballard is lying about who purchased the clenching iron. He is telling police that it was Fred to cover up for his brother Floyd, both with the initials FS.
Mm-hmm.
He told them that the razor blade didn't belong to him. This FS stood for Floyd Stallings. After hearing this, the rumors started flying, and this is when they learned that just a couple weeks prior to Rosa's death, Ballard's wife was seen in an argument with Rosa at the church.
Oh my goodness.
Ballard and Floyd were brought in for questioning. The brothers were like, oh, come on. Fred is using the coincidence of the initials to throw police off of himself. Like,
did Fred say why he believed it was him?
If he did, it's not reported.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't answer that, but.
Okay.
Ballard's wife was brought in, and police couldn't shake the feeling that Miss Stallings was hiding something. They told her if she didn't tell the truth, that they were just going to put her in jail too.
Oh.
And she cracked.
Wow.
She said, so what if my husband had a one-night stand with Rosa White? It was before we were married, and it was a mistake. Besides that, that doesn't make him the father of her baby. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. The story unfolded, and Ballard was said to have an affair with Rosa. And then he had his brother Floyd murder her to save his reputation.
Whoa.
Remember, he's the preacher.
Right.
But Fred was still on the list of suspects. You know, why did he run if he was innocent?
Right.
So
doesn't look great, Fred. Yeah.
Police decided to try all four of them.
What?
Yeah. They're just like, we'll throw it in there and see what happens.
Put them all in there and see who we pick.
Yeah.
Who they pick.
They said a jury can decide.
Okay. I love that. I love the jury can decide, but this is not how we do things.
No.
You don't just pile in the people and be like, okay, let the jury decide.
Right.
We've
come a long way in the justice system, but I mean, we still have some issues.
Oh, we've got work to do for sure.
But my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So they all stayed in jail until the trial on February 7th of 1905.
And they were all tried together?
Okay. I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
They drew straws to see who
Lena.
To see who would be first.
Oh, my.
Do you want to guess who was first?
Fred.
No, that's who I thought it was going to be. No, it was Floyd.
Floyd
got the short straw.
Well,
he was up first. The town gathered all around the courthouse to watch the trial unfold. I mean, there was like 100 or over 100 people.
I would be there with my folding chair.
Trying to get in. Like, not everybody even could get in.
Right.
And the state's case was purely circumstantial against Floyd. Just a circumstance, you know?
I mean,
the knife. Oh, this knife? Right. Is it yours? Is it Fred's?
Is it yours? No.
No.
Okay. He says it's not his. That's how they did it back then.
Yeah. So he hired some of the best lawyers in West Virginia. Rosa's father testified that just before Rosa's death, she had told him that she kept having a reoccurring nightmare that she was murdered. Can you believe that?
Oh my gosh.
But she could never see the face of who it was.
Oh no, that's horrifying.
I know. The second day of the trial, the defense brought 40 witnesses to testify.
Whoa.
That Floyd was over 20 miles away from the crime scene that day.
That's a pretty good defense.
Okay.
40 people.
So they had all 40 available.
But
they did not even bring them, any of them, on
what?
On the stand to question.
Okay.
The best lawyers in town.
They didn't testify.
They thought they had the trial in the bag. Like, they thought for sure that they were going to win the case because there was no real evidence against him.
Well, okay.
I mean, I feel like there was real evidence. They just needed to prove.
Right.
Anyways, they didn't even call any of them up.
Wow.
40 people. Wow. At least call 5.
At least call
2.
2. 40?
That's what I heard.
Why even bother then? Why even bother contacting the 40 people and getting them to agree to testify?
And were these 40 people family that maybe the jury would be like, oh, they're biased, you know? I don't know. But oof, yeah, that was a bad idea on their part.
Ineffective assistance of counsel.
The 12 members of the jury found Floyd Stallings guilty of first degree murder.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And they recommended life in prison.
Mm.
So yeah, what were they doing in 1905?
Where does it go from here?
Ooh, okay, I don't have much to tell you, but I do have something to tell you. Logan County, West Virginia, did not have the money to proceed with the other three who were awaiting trial.
Lena, what is this clown show?
I don't know. They were satisfied that they had at least one of them that was found guilty, and they let the other three go.
Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
A few years later, Floyd's lawyers filed a petition for his release.
Okay. Citing?
I don't even know. But without any question.
What?
Floyd was released.
What? This is a joke.
How is that for justice?
A joke.
Yeah.
In the blink of an eye, they convict him.
Mm-hmm.
In the blink of an eye, he's released.
And just a few years later, Okay, you're free.
Well, because you petitioned. I mean, you did. Nah. Because you did the paperwork. Wow. Whoa.
I don't even know
what to say.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a short one. That is all
That's
I have
the
to
end of the
that.
Story?
That's all I could find. I'm
That's
telling you.
The end of the story?
That's
okay. All. I believe Floyd did it.
Okay.
I do believe Floyd did it.
I do
because
too.
I just feel like it's all too convenient. The dad having the affair.
Right.
And the, like, I feel like the mother was probably involved too.
Well, it was Floyd's brother,
oh,
Ballard.
Oh, his brother. His brother.
Ballard and his wife.
Okay. So his brother.
Yeah.
Cheats on his wife.
Mm-hmm. Before they were married. So it doesn't
even
matter.
Before they were married. Who cares? Wow. So I think he did it.
I do too.
FS. That's just too coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Fred did it. He loved her.
He loved her. And he was so devastated without her.
Oh, Fred. Wow. Well, I feel robbed. I feel like there's so much more.
I know. I tried. I looked up genealogy and other news reports and I could not find anything else.
It's hard. I mean, they didn't keep records like
right.
we do these days. So
yeah, I mean, there was like census stuff, but and news reports back then, like the newspaper was very vague.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just so sad.
It's
Rosa
so
and her little
sad
baby.
Oh, poor Rosa. Well, you know, thanks for telling her story. I know, you know, it's not always cut and dry, is it?
No.
But rest in peace, Rosa.
Yeah. And little baby.
And little baby. Did they say how far along she was?
No.
What a scandal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, that was great. Let's do it again sometime.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. Get connected with us by becoming a free member on our Patreon. Or for just $5 a month, you'll have access to bonus episodes, discussion groups, and much more. If you can't afford $5 a month, we get it. Inflation, am I right? Please consider leaving us a positive review and rating wherever you listen.
And don't forget merch. Support our podcast and show the love by sporting t-shirts with our latest designs or grab an evidence bag to keep the chain of custody for all your valuables. Don't forget to follow our show on your favorite streaming app so you never miss an episode, and get photos and updates on our Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast or our Cousins on Crime Facebook page. Have a case suggestion? Email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.